I'm Evan Kleinman, and this is The Piecast, a special bonus podcast all about pie. Jeff Miller, the LA editor of Thrillist.com, is here with me in the studio to talk about pie.
Pie. Yeah. I was thinking about pies that have been important to me because it seems to be the theme, right? And I had a cousin who recently passed away. She was older, kind of like a great cousin, I guess you'd say. And I remember growing up, and every year for my birthday, she cooked a cookie pie. And it was a chocolate chip cookie. It was enormous. I mean, you know, in a pan with a crust and a soft center. And it was like a giant, almost like a giant soft bake with crust. And every year for my birthday and all of our birthdays, me and my brothers, my cousins, she would come to whatever party we were having, wherever we were having it, with this cookie pie. And we really only had it on special occasions. We had it for birthdays and for Thanksgiving when she was around for Thanksgiving. And really all of my memories of her, many of my memories of her are around this cookie pie. It was like her trademark.
I've never heard of cookie pie. So now that you're older and you've been really involved with food, describe for me. So she made like a pie crust and then put the cookie dough into it?
So it was like a pie. The crust was part of the cookie dough. I mean, I think it was all the, same dough. I'm going to try to track down the recipe for you to put up on the blog. And so it would be in a pie dish. I mean, it was not like a cookie dish. It was a pie dish with crust on the outside. And it was a kind of, I would say it's not like, it wasn't like a thick crust. It was like a great pizza crust almost around the outside. And then the inside was a chocolate chip cookie. And when it was perfect, it would be kind of crispy on the bottom, but obviously not burned, just like a little crunch. And then the interior of it would be really like doughy and deliciously soft. And then the top of it would have that moist kind of really good cookie bite. So you'd bite through. You bite through the top.
I love that your mouth is watering.
I know, I'm watering. I'm totally watering. I'm very excited. I haven't had it in so long. So the top of it would be like the top of a really good soft cookie where there you have to bite through it. It wasn't too doughy, but then the middle of it would have that doughiness and the bottom would be like the crust of a really good hard cookie. So you'd have all of these great cookie flavors all together, and it was loaded with chocolate chips, which was obviously the key, especially as a kid, because you could cut a small sliver and have all of these delicious, different kind of textures, and then you get to the crust, which was basically a hard cookie. So you would go through all of the different things that you would want as a kid eating a cookie up to the crust, which you could then dip in milk and make it a hard cookie dipped in milk.
Was it served with ice cream, with vanilla ice cream?
Absolutely. Of course. Yeah, there's definitely ice cream. And, you know, often it was iced, you know, whatever the theme of the birthday party was. You know, there'd be icing or happy birthday, Jeff, or happy Thanksgiving, whatever the occasion was. So on top of having the cookie, which alone was great as a kid, you got that cake icing on top of the cookie, which I think, generally not what people get to have together. So it was like sugar on top of chocolate. It was really, really special. I mean, and like I said, my fondest memories of her are of her with her huge cookie pie coming to a party.
What a good cousin.
She was great. I miss her.
Jeff Miller's family recipe for chocolate chip cookie pie is at kcrw.com/goodfood. Jet Tila, former beloved L.A. chef and now chef at Wazuzu in Las Vegas, is here in town, so we thought we would pick his brain about pie. Pie's such an American thing. Do you have a connection to pie?
I think my connection to pie is going to my best friend's house after school, his mom having like fresh baked pie. She would stay home. She's a great mom. And just going, why doesn't my mom make pie? And why... Why are our ovens at home were just to store our woks and they were never used. And so pie and meatloaf, all the American comfort foods to me are have a very special place in my heart.
What kind of pies did she make?
She made all pies, but I think because of the Asian palate, I always gravitated towards fruit pie. Fresh fruit pie or cooked fruit pie were always my favorite. But I do have a soft spot for the custardy stuff with, you know, like a banana cream, big time, all day long.
Really?
Absolutely.
And do you like making them?
You know, I mean, I'm going to just be brutally honest with all the listeners. I almost failed culinary school because because of baking and pastry.
Really?
The marks I would get, I mean, I sailed through all hot food, and I literally got through pastry by the skin of my teeth. I mean, and I think because he pitied me, truly. So do I like making pie? I like attempting pie, and I really like making pie crust, but I'm more of a student than anything to the pie game.
That's so funny, because for most people, the making of the pie crust is the single thing which is the most intimidating.
For me, it's always been like the other things, like how much I got all this fruit and it's falling apart. I mean, I help
how
me
out.
How
much thickener?
That's it. There's my problem. And then how much sugar to tart, right? How do you balance?
See, those things, you have to eat a lot of pie. You have to go out there and eat a lot of pie. Then you'll be able to do that. Oh, this is fun. Now I'm gonna teach you how to make pie.
Excellent. I can't wait.
Thank you, Jet.
Thank you very much.
Check out the full range of pies in our Pie a Day project on the Good Food blog. And I hope you'll enter your pie in the second annual Good Food Pie Contest. It's Labor Day weekend in Beverly Hills. You can go to kcrw.com/pie for details and to enter your pie. If you're an Etsy crafter kind of person or you love to sew, we're also going to be having an apron fashion show at the Pie Contest. Stay tuned for details about a gathering at a local craft center to help you make some aprons.